Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an informative and exciting edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is a Friday the 13th edition May the 13th, and it's Friday the 13th, and we're happy to be sharing our stories here today with you. And thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson, and alongside me at the controls is Alex Gossett-Shiflett. How are you?
I'm great. I was very careful driving in this morning, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yes.
Some people find it lucky, others don't.
Yeah, it seemed there was a consensus on the road this morning. Everybody was being
extra cautious.
Yeah.
And, the 13th. Yeah, and you were just at an event yesterday.
Yes.
Down at the
ATDC.
Yeah, tell us just a little bit about that.
Oh, that was wonderful. Startup businesses galore.
Yes.
Booths. Business like Mecca. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and you were down there reporting, collecting interviews.
I was getting interviews and reporting what was going on, and got some really good interviews.
Good. And we'll have those published later at atlantabusinessradio.com, so stay tuned for more on that. And also make sure you're connected with us on social media. Twitter at Business Radio X is the network. You can follow us there and stay connected with all of our studios. And you can follow the show here out of our Sandy Springs studio, the Atlanta Business Radio, at Atlanta B-I-Z Radio, at Atlanta Biz Radio. And check us out on Facebook as well. You'll be able to see photos of our in-studio guest. And now let's introduce today's guest. He is Area Director for the Container Store, Mr. Marvin Price. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning, Ryan. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah, my pleasure. So Friday the 13th, is that lucky or unlucky for you?
Friday the 13th for me is just another day, but my dad considers it his lucky day of the year. So
really?
Yes.
So, okay. Very interesting, as some do consider very lucky and very unlucky. But we're certainly lucky to have you joining us talking about the Container Store. We met at the grand opening of the Alpharetta store a few months back. We were out there for the big kind of open invitation party for everything. What a great store, great event. And then we got you scheduled to come on the program. So we're glad to connect on the streets first and then in the studio now. So for our listeners who don't know about the Container Store, if you would, please just tell them a little bit about the company.
Well, the Container Store was founded in 1978 by two people. Kip Tyndall and Garrett Boone were our founders. And we currently have 79 stores. We have 5,000 employees that work for us. And we're located nationally across the country, but we're also international with Alpha International. So we are in Sweden, Netherlands, and some of the European countries as well.
And you've been with the company since 2005, is that right?
I have. I've been with the company since 2005. I started in Portland, Oregon, and it has just been a wonderful experience working for this company.
Have you always been involved with containers, or only since 2005? What was like kind of your background prior to that?
Well, my background prior to that, I worked in grocery.
Okay.
I worked for Safeway stores for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And decided to look for something else, look for something that really matched my beliefs, my principles, and how I wanted to treat people. So that really started my journey looking for another company.
I see. And in 2005, you began your journey and you started working your way up through the ranks a little bit, moved around, saw the Container Stores in different locations of the company. And then what brought you to Atlanta originally?
Well, so started in Portland, Oregon, and really got to work across the country opening new stores and really experiencing the Container Store culture. And there was an opportunity to actually move to Florida and open one of the brand new stores. We opened three that year in Florida, Orlando, Boca, and Tampa. So we moved to Tampa. We moved across the country, kind of did our purge and did a complete life change. Moved to Florida, lived there 3 years. And then recently, or last July, we moved to Atlanta.
Great. And what part of Atlanta do you reside in?
I actually live in the perimeter area at Dunwoody, and we just bought a place in Sandy Springs.
Fantastic. I'm born and raised in Sandy Springs. I currently live in Alpharetta, but I love the area, and it certainly is exploding with business and culture, and it's becoming more and more diversified and just a great community to have the Container Store part of that. And that's part of the culture there. You mentioned that right at the top of the show. It's very important from the company, from the CEO all the way down, that culture and that conscious capitalism.
Absolutely. It really permeates everything that we do. We really believe in the principles. They're not just words to us. They're actually actions. And we We eat, live, and breathe them day in and day out.
What are some of those actions? Share some of those simple steps that other businesses maybe can implement to their way of thinking.
Well, in our company, we really put the employee first. We are really proud of our employee first culture. And what that means really is we make a promise to our employees when we hire them that they're going to work in a great environment, an environment that's fun, an environment that's passionate. And we invest in our people. Mm-hmm. We train constantly. We train endlessly. And we just really create an environment where employees thrive. Not just employees, but all stakeholders, our communities, our shareholder, our employees, our customers. We want everyone to win in business.
Yeah, employees first. I think that's just a good motto to have. And mm-hmm. and certainly as you're out there doing good work in the community and having that resonate all the way down, provides good customer service, I imagine, to the customers who are coming in the stores.
It absolutely does. Customer service, of course, is one of our basic tenets of how we try to run our business. We want it to be legendary. We want it to be the best in the market or any market that we operate. And, you know, at the heart of that is our employee first culture. And we really reap some huge benefits as a result. We have low turnover. Mm-hmm. Our turnover as a company is less than 10%, which in retail is a phenomenal number. Many of our markets, our turnover is less than 5%.
That's outstanding.
So,
definitely.
And the other part of that is we have an endless supply of applications, and we really only hire about 3% of all applicants.
Oh, even more of a narrow, so everybody wants to work there, but you got to really set yourself above and beyond to kind of stand out on the resume side of things, too. But once you're there, they'll take care of you, sounds like, and help you mm-hmm. grow professionally and personally. And not sure if our listeners are aware of this, but Fortune 100 Best Company to Work for 17 years in a row. That's like, you know, don't just get it 1 year. This is a decade, almost two decades of this testimony here. So I think that's outstanding.
It is. And we're fiercely proud that we're on the Fortune list for 17 years. We've actually been number one twice. Mm-hmm. And then we bounced around from 30 on down. And this last year, we were number 14.
All right.
So we moved from 27th to 14th, which really was something we celebrated in store, something we were very proud of.
Yeah, and you should celebrate with every employee, every shareholder, all the partners of industry out there, because everybody's playing a small part in this overall recognition. But how do you make sure, as area director, how do you make sure that company culture that's been, you know, kind of passed down from the CEO all the way through resonates, though, into, you know, each store and to each employee? What are some steps you take?
Well, it really is all about the people. And what that means is that really 100% of everything that I do as an area director is people. It's the staffs in the store. It's the managers. It's the customers. Mm-hmm. And I spend all of my time developing, talking, listening, and really pouring my energy and myself into the people of the store. Where many people, an area director would show in a store or show up at a store, you walk through, you leave lists for them to do.
Mandate this, do this, do that.
Do this, yeah. Create this, mandate right. this. And then you leave and you come back to make sure it was accomplished. That's not the container store. I show up, I'm in a store, I'm on the floor, I work with customers.
You're listening.
I work with staff and I listen.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest jobs in the world.
It sounds like it. And for our listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Marvin Price. He's area director for the Southeast for the Container Store. Alex?
Yeah, I have a question. You talked about having fun. What are some of the things you do with your employees to keep up morale?
Well, we do actually a lot across the entire company. We do a lot of community projects. So as a group, we may go out and work at Habitat for Humanity. Or we may go into Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and one of the hospitals and actually organize and do things as a group. We also do chili feeds. Mm-hmm. We do soapbox derbies. We do events in the store. We have parties in the store wow. after hours. We also...
Yeah. That yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, what's the next after hour party?
Really?
It is. It's really a lot of fun. And then we do a lot of great events like the Alpharetta opening mm-hmm. that you attended.
Yeah, we were there. We were blown away at the display of the food, Alex, weren't
yes,
we?
Yes, I was taking pictures because the catering, it was done in containers. All of the food, I mean, it was just wonderful.
It was. And if you go to Pinterest, you'll actually see a lot of ideas where people display food on containers or on shelving that actually come from the container store. So it's a really...
like a niche way to display your food.
It really is. And especially around Thanksgiving or some of the big holidays, you'll see a shelving system or something that we sell or a container that someone has put food into and displayed in a certain
manner. Very creatively, though. Not, I mean, it's so sometimes outrageous that you wouldn't even think that could be done, and people are doing it.
Right, but it was creative, but it was also efficient because, you know, there's no, you know, spooning and serving. It was, oh, you just grab a little container and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that event was packed. They had a live band out there.
The band was
you know,
good.
There was, you know, wall to wall people, there was drinks, and we walked around the whole store talking to folks and just had a great time.
Yeah. So, very impressive.
Yeah. So let's definitely get connected. If people want to learn about some of the events that are happening, is there, how do we direct them to the website, or do you, what's the best way to find out what's the local event at their local container store?
Yeah, it actually is containerstore.com.
Okay.
Really, everything runs through containerstore.com, and you can actually apply at a store that has an opening, or you can look at events that are coming up. And we also are on Twitter, Facebook. And so if you like our page or participate in that, you'll get a lot of those events. Yeah. Another promotion or item that we have in our stores is we call it POP, P-O-P.
Okay.
It's Perfectly Organized Perks.
Okay.
So if you sign up in the store and you become part of that, you'll also get events that are directly emailed to you.
As a consumer, and you come in, sign up, it's like being part of the rewards club or
Pop
club. Or
absolutely.
Whatever,
but
right.
But no cards.
Yeah.
Really super simple.
Yeah.
Just an email, and you can be signed up and receive a lot of those promotions.
I think that's how people want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back for a second and ask you a question, Marvin, because you started at the Container Store in 2005 in sales. And then within 10 years, you've moved up to area director and you oversee 3 stores in Georgia, 2 stores in North Carolina, and 1 in Tennessee. Tell us about that ride to the top.
Well, it's interesting because at the Container Store, it's so easy. It really is about building your intuition and educating yourself. But also the Container Store provides so much. So training, for example. If we hire you and you're a full-time person who works 40 hours for us, in your first year, you receive 266 hours of training. And every year thereafter, that continues.
Training in what?
Training in communication, which communication is leadership, is one of our basic foundation principles and how we communicate with our team.
Mm-hmm.
So not only that, but just opening new stores, working in other stores, and really experiencing the Container Store as a whole.
And this is mandatory training.
Mandatory training that we put everyone through. I really personally believe it's why we have little turnover, but also we educate and train our people. So when you come into the store, they really are the expert.
Right. They know the products through and through, help solve the customer's problem right away.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, brag on yourself for a moment, okay? What are some qualities that you have that helped you reach this point to the top? I know you mentioned listening. You're obviously a good listener.
It really is people again. It's listening and it's communicating, but it's really putting people first. For example, being humble. Giving all the credit to everyone else. It really is participating and saying yes to everything that comes your way and really working hard and doing your best. But one of the greatest pieces in this company that's so satisfying to me personally is as you train and you work with your team of people in the store, seeing them rise mm-hmm. to the top and seeing them be successful. And that really is at the heart of what this position is that I currently do. It's making other people successful.
That's good advice, and definitely some something our listeners can resonate with for sure. I'd like to talk about some of the products and innovation going on now at the Container Store. Always coming out with new things, trending, and technology is kind of driving a lot of this. So, you know, what's the newest, the latest, the greatest over there at the Container Store?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. We currently carry about 10,000 products in our store. We also have a prolific online store that you can shop at.
Yeah, I was checking out the website earlier. Very easy to navigate, very sleek, very cool.
It is, and we've actually had our website in place since about 1997.
Really?
So we're
cutting edge.
We jumped on that right away. One of our newest features, though, is many of our customers are time-starved. Right. Many of our customers are looking for organization and they may not have time to come to the store and work with our experts. So we now have contained home organizing services.
So an expert will come out to the home and map out what they think is best for you and your lifestyle, your floor plan, whatever.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And a consumer.
I may need that myself, Alex.
You can actually go online and sign up for that service, yeah, or you can come to a store and we can share it with you and talk about what they do. And we do an engagement and a contained home person will contact you in 24 hours and really start to create that path and that plan for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does a typical customer kind of look like coming in to the container store? Could be a wide range of needs there, but you don't just have containers. You know, it's anybody kind of shopping for home products, right?
Yeah, really, that's absolutely true. It's a wide range of products, but it's all storage and organization. I mean, we are the leading company in storage and organization. We actually founded the retail sector.
Yeah, there was nobody else doing this before the container store, right?
There was not.
Right.
So
yeah. But then you also have maybe some commercial applications as well. Are people coming and buying containers in large numbers as well for their offices or organizations?
We do have that, yes. We actually have a segment of our company called business-to-business sales, and they do work with corporations and they work with other companies on organizing and buying large volumes of product.
Yeah, organizing and storing, you know, that's something that kind of we all need help with in the office and at home. So certainly the Container Store can provide those solutions everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm curious, Marvin, you've been with the Container Store for 10 years. How organized is your home? Does everything in a container, like the cats in a container?
Well, part of the draw for me is I've been a little OCD my entire life. So
naturally, okay, he likes containers.
So I gravitated to the Container Store. The more I learned about the company, it really was love. And so going into the Container Store, I think it's actually heightened my organization at home.
Yeah, I'm sure. But back to the technology side of things, it's people are able to shop right from their smartphones while driving at 80 miles an hour down Georgia 400. And we certainly don't advise that, but it does happen. But how are you making that easier for the consumer to buy products, but also streamlining operations through technology?
We really are. We have, of course, our website. You can buy through your mobile device. You can also come into the store and you can shop and have it shipped to your home. So you don't have to take any products with you. Mm-hmm. We also have a cutting edge program in some of our, for example, our New York stores called Go Shop. And you can walk in there and grab a device off the shelf, a scan gun or a scan device, and you can scan the products that you want.
Okay.
In store.
And then have them delivered.
And they get delivered to your home.
That's a great feature because people like to touch, see, and feel some products sometime before they order online. And this way you can go and say, I like this color, I like the size, I like the way it fits before having to go online too.
And then not having to haul it all to your car.
Right. And they ship it to your home.
Exactly.
I was wondering, do they ship containers in containers to your home or do you have to put them in boxes?
How does that work?
Containers and containers. We love that.
Right. Yeah, so. It's fantastic. So technology, trends in the industry, everything staying update. Where do you see all kind of evolving in 2016 beyond? More stores in the Atlanta area or in the Southeast?
Definitely more stores in the Southeast in 2017. We're not discussing a lot of the locations as of yet.
We'll come back. We'll have you back to kind of drop the secret onto our listeners then. But we certainly are seeing growth everywhere from the Container Store.
Absolutely. We're opening 8 to 10 stores a year. That's been our history. We try to have slow, sustained growth. We're very thoughtful and purposeful in how we grow our company. And one of the reasons for that is we want to make sure our culture is intact. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that these new stores operate using conscious capitalism, using our foundation principles, and really creating the environment so a customer or an employee can go into a store in Pittsburgh, which is one of our newer stores that'll open in August, and get the same experience they get in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, that's what you want for people to have, so they feel welcomed every time they go, no matter what city they are in. But why Atlanta for the Container Store? I know it's a big market. How do you guys go about deciding where to put these stores? The new one in Alpharetta, we just went up in a brand new shopping development up there. And so talk about that.
Yeah, our new Alpharetta store is in the Avalon Shopping Center. It's adjacent to Whole Foods, which is a perfect location for us. But I think Atlanta is near and dear to our heart as a company because it was our first location outside of Dallas, Texas.
Is that right?
So,
did not know that. What was the first store? It was probably one of my Perimeter Mall years ago. I remember that one.
It was actually Buckhead was our first store.
That's one I remember too. Yeah.
It opened in 1991. And then 3 years ago, we relocated it to Lenox Road and just up the road from its old location.
That's great.
And then in 1998, we opened Perimeter Mall. Yeah. And now we've opened Alpharetta, our third store.
So how are we doing as Atlanta as a whole, as a business community that, since you see it from the inside of the Container Store with this conscious capitalism strategy, are we doing okay here in Atlanta from that point of view?
I think so, yeah. Atlanta is thriving.
Yeah.
Very business savvy, great culture, and seeing other retailers like Chick-fil-A, for example, who's an Atlanta business, mm-hmm. really operate with a lot of the tenets of conscious capitalism and the principles that we try to manage with.
No, you're absolutely right. And so we love Chick-fil-A. We love it when they come visit the studio for sure. And so Atlanta coming up this summer, I know you got some other events. Any promotions that you want to share with our listeners that are taking place this summer?
Yeah, we actually have our travel sale, which will start next Monday. And we're in heavy travel season, of course, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So those catalogs and emails and other promotional pieces will be hitting homes or our consumers. And it really is a lot of fun. You can go in and see all the newest travel items, mm-hmm. Ways to actually pack and save time and save space. And the really nice part is we train this, of course, in our stores. And you can show up at a store and be in one of our demonstrations and see how to actually maximize your space when you travel. Because when you're going to Africa, for example, for 2 weeks and you can have a carry-on, you need to be as efficient as possible.
Right, right. I bet you're an efficient traveler as well.
I am. I actually travel 2 weeks out of the month.
Yeah,
so,
you know, you're the guy with the neck pillow and the earbuds and everything on the plane that just like, man, he's got it going on. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then packed very efficiently, I'm sure, as well. So, but other events you were mentioning earlier, you have a college weekend coming up that not only takes place in the Atlanta store, but all the stores during that weekend this summer or this June, right?
Yeah, we do. College weekend is a blast, honestly. It really is a time for students and their parents to come to the Container Store and really work with our experts to know what they are going to need for college. Mm-hmm. Those weekends are June 17th through the 19th, July 15th through the 17th, and August 19th through the 21st.
Okay.
And even if you end up not buying a lot of product from us, it's a great learning experience for parents. After having 3 college students of my own, believe me, I love the Container Store, and I was part of the Container Store when my kids went through this. Mm-hmm. So we will teach you, speak to you, really share some really great ideas for parents
on how to pack and organize and stay so your studies are easier and your lifestyle's more less cluttered thanks to the Container Store.
Well, in a dorm room, I mean, space is a consideration because especially if you're sharing a room, it's probably small and, I bet you do have some wonderful products for college students.
Absolutely. We have a lot of products, but a lot of also innovative ideas on using a container or using a product for something nobody has thought of. So an easy example is the over-the-door shoe rack that many people have in their closet doors. You can use that as a pantry.
A pantry?
To put their chips in, their bars in, their snacks in.
I never thought about that.
Sodas.
Okay.
So that's an innovative use of that product.
Yeah.
And it's vertically integrated, so you're really maximizing space.
So who comes up with a lot? So you have a big research and development team there at HQ, the Container Store, coming up with the newest and the greatest?
We have some people, yes, that do that, but really it's our teams, it's our employees and our customers.
So sometimes just listening to what the customers say, if you just tweak this or maybe can adapt this, comes up with a whole new product.
Absolutely. I love a mother that I worked with probably 5 years ago, and she was making a Barbie center for her daughter mm-hmm. on the back of her door, and she used Elfa. Which Elfa is our best-selling product, actually.
Right, I've got that.
I was getting ready to ask you what your best-selling product is. go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. Well, Elfa is a storage and organization system from Sweden, from Malmo, Sweden is where the corporate office is. And it really is a shelving system, but it's completely flexible. So you can change it. You can move the shelves around. It's super easy to go into the store or work with one of our designers online to design a space that actually fits your need. It's also able to be fitted to your space. So it fits your space and people come out and they install it for you and it's all up and ready to go.
I have to say, I totally agree. I have that in my, I have a rental house. I've been in about 6 months now and I've got Elfa shelving system in a couple of the bedrooms there. And you could do pull-ups on those things. Like it is sturdy. You could hang, you know, your entire meat locker in there if you wanted to. So, but it's been great. I'd never heard of it before. Absolutely love it now and certainly would recommend it to anyone now because of having used it myself in the last few months. So.
Yeah, very high quality, high strength, very flexible. It's a purchase that will last the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And the really nice part, personal example for myself, is once my kids went to school and moved out of our house and we had this nice big house with Elfa in it, we just really redesigned our Elfa, moved everything around and made it fit our lifestyle
your
versus
needs.
Our kids.
Yeah, that's great. So that's your number one selling product.
Number one selling product. We do pantries, garages, closets, and really closet is the greatest opportunity that most of our customers have.
Yeah. And how much in the office space work? You know, people coming in and trying to organize that. I bet that's a lot of needs there too.
It is. And we have a pretty significant amount of office product in our store. Some very innovative and cool products that we sell there. A lot of Poppin, which is a hot item now with young people and millennials who are creating their offices. It's a company, P-O-P-P-I-N.
Okay.
Also very conscious as a company. And
what do they make? This office products or?
They make office product. It's vibrant. It's inexpensive. A lot of color.
Maybe we need to get some of that in the studio, Alex.
So it's something that's really fun.
Yeah.
And then we also have a lot of other products from Stockholm and Big So and companies that really we've done business with for years.
That's great. So we've been talking with Marvin Price. He's area director for the Southeast, the Container Store. You can connect with him at thecontainerstore.com. Also follow them on Twitter at Container Store. Also on Facebook there. Check out your local store and get to know them as their conscious capitalism resonates through and through all the way from the CEO down to the associates there in the store. And so in the last few moments here, you mentioned that you are a father, three college students now. What do you like to do in your off time in and around Atlanta when you're not changing the world over at the Container Store?
Well, we love Atlanta so far, and we're big bikers, kayakers, very outdoors.
So out on the Beltline, the Chattahoochee, the Greenway, somewhere like
absolutely,
that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Greenways, Lake Lanier, and just North Georgia. Love the mountains and love the lakes and everything that you can do here.
Yes.
Well, I can see you've been outdoors because you have a beautiful tan. Our audience can't see that.
He's been up at the lake, Alex,
yeah,
right?
He's been at the lake.
Riding around on the boat for sure. So, but thank you so much for joining us. You can find Marvin out there on the lake or on the trails or hanging out there at the Container Store working hard to make sure you get all your needs met there. So thank you so much for joining us. Come back and be a guest. And if we can help you further amplify your voice and your message there at the Container Store here on Business Radio X, we'd be happy to do so.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. It's been great.
All right. Thank you, Alex, once again, for keeping us straight there on the controls. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.